if you're looking for geese at Western Springs in Auckland, soon you're going to have to look very hard because the council has just rehomed nearly 250 of them. They've only left 15 behind. To tell us more about the big move, I'm joined by Auckland Council's Head of Operational Management and Maintenance, Agnes McCormack. McCormack, hello there.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Kia ora, thanks for your time today. So tell me about the history of these geese, because anyone who's been anywhere near Western Springs will know the birds we're talking about.
Yeah, well, Western Springs for a long time has been a park that has been full of sort of native wildfowl and introduced ones, of which the grey-legged geese are introduced. Over the last few years, we've seen a significant rise in their numbers to the point at which there are over 200. And we took advice on the sustainability of that number in the park. And clearly, there should probably be no more than 20 in the park at any one time because of the impact it has on the park itself and the other sort of flora and fauna and birds in the area.
What sort of impacts?
Well, one of the biggest impacts we've got, and the one that people can see the most of, is the feces. The geese produce about 1.3 kilos of feces a day, and as everybody knows, they just do it where they want to do it. So whilst it sort of covers the grass and causes the grass problems in growing, it also covers the paths, and it's really unpleasant for people walking through because you can slip, and also, you know, kids on bikes, and it's just really, really unpleasant. So council has to water blast once a day, sometimes more, but it just, you know, it's covered again in a matter of hours.
Can they get a bit spicy too, those geese?
Yes, they can. They can be quite aggressive. I mean, most people know that some countries and places use them as guard animals. Specifically when they're competing for food with other wildlife, they can become aggressive. And so, because of the diet they're feeding, which is predominantly a lot of bread that people are giving to them, they have a lot of deformities as well, so malnutrition can cause them to be sort of not behave normally. But geese do tend to be aggressive when threatened.
Is the message to the public with these geese or other geese, don't feed them bread?
Our message to the community is not to give bread to any birds or wildlife. It's not their native diet. They're better off still foraging for their own food. We see on a regular basis the rise of avian botulism, which is a real problem, and a lot of that is due to the bread causing bacteria in the water.
Okay, so you made the decision that you were going to have to get rid of some of these geese, or at least move them. How did you go about it?
Well, we contacted New Zealand Biosecurity Limited, and they have vast experience of rehoming birds, even in significant numbers like these. And what they do, and what they did in this instance, is they cordoned off a section of the park with hurricane fencing, and on a regular basis they would put food there and encourage the geese to come to this particular area to get fed. And eventually the geese knew that at a particular time of day in this corner there would be food for them. And then once they became accustomed to the staff who were feeding them and the area, a date was picked at dawn to bring in some transport and sort of corral them into the area and then up into the transport to be rehomed. We did that first in December. We had a bit of a wild goose chase that morning because the previous night there was a storm and a large branch from a tree had dropped in the area where we were feeding the birds. Huh. And the birds then relocated to the other side of the lake and probably realised there was something funny going on. But we did in the end get around sort of 90 birds that day and rehome them. And so then we started the same process again after Christmas, after New Year.
I mean, it sounds a bit sinister, you know, arriving at dawn with trucks and luring them on with food, but it's all for a good cause, I suppose. Where did the trucks go?
Well, they went to, the trucks took them to two lifestyle blocks up in the north, and, you know, they were going to be rehomed, they were going to be in a natural environment. No birds were harmed or euthanized during this process. They will, you know, be able to live a natural, happy existence, you know, up in the north, the winterless north. So it's a really good outcome for park users and for the geese themselves.
I mean, were there any thoughts of maybe, you know, serving them up at City Mission that Christmas?
We wouldn't have a license to be able to do that. These birds were definitely not for consumption. So that was never an option for us to consider.
Rebecca says that she runs Western Springs Park Run each Saturday morning, and before the geese were removed, she had to navigate Poo Alley each week, and she says it's much nicer now, so thumbs up from Rebecca.
Well, that's great to get that feedback, yeah. I mean, we will still be monitoring sort of the wildlife and the birds in the park, and, you know, we want the park to be, you know, nice for everybody and pleasant for everybody to use.
What are the chances the geese are going to fly back?
My understanding is that when they reached the lifestyle blocks, their wings would have been clipped, so they could only fly a distance at a certain height. They haven't returned so far. So if their clips haven't been, if their wings haven't been clipped, they're obviously having a really good time.
What's in it for the landowners, for the people up north with these new 117 geese or whatever it is?
It's 237 in total across both. They probably just want more wildlife in their lifestyle block. You know, just having animals around is a pleasant thing to have.
How do we get that many geese in the first place? Just geese doing what geese do and having little goose babies, goslings.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And also being fed well, you know, it being, you know, a safe environment, even though they do wander across the road sometimes. And, you know, we do go through a period of addling the eggs, which is something that the zoo has taught us to do because it's how they manage their bird population. But clearly, over time, this hasn't worked. So that's why we've decided to go down this route.
So how do you stop having the same problem again in a few years?
I think we just keep an eye on it and make sure that the eggs are being addled to the extent that we want to. And, you know, we would never wait for such a large number to rehome. We know that we can do that now, and we could probably do it on a very small scale.
Any other sort of consequences you think of having fewer geese in that park? The sort of, you know, as an ecosystem rebalances, sometimes other species benefit, other things change. Any thoughts along those lines?
Well, I think the swans and the pukeko will be feeling less intimidated for food. So we imagine that the pukeko population and other wild birds will be able to flourish because there's less competition for food.
How many swans have you got there?
That's a question I can't answer off the top of my head.
Too many?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
It's never been raised as an issue that I'm aware of.
Would you be surprised if I told you don't know if I could confidently pick the difference between a swan and a goose? Maybe I could
if
they're right. Yeah, maybe I would if they're right next to each other. The swan's got a more of a kind of a neck situation going on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well done. No geese euthanized.
No.
And hundreds of happy geese up north in Western Springs, by all accounts, looking better than ever. Well done. Thanks so much for your time today and for explaining it to us.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Agnes McCormack, Auckland Council's Head of Operational Management and Maintenance.